This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we have some Dierks Bentley tickets to give away, and we'll give away the keyword for our Buckets and Bets promo. But before we get to the entertainment page, got a couple of dumpster divers on the line. I mean, maybe some advice.
I'm sorry, I'm out.
It's shocking. Dumpster diving,
but let me see. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, what's up?
What's up, boys? How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. I am so psyched for you guys to do this. And there are two.
Do you have
there
tips?
Are two things. Yep, I got a tip for you, JP. Mm-hmm. There are two things that would actually like set this bit alive. And the first one is, because it's but illegal to do this at a retail place, for JP to be rooting around for a $13 sweatshirt and to get arrested, that would
be a great payoff.
Like, set this thing
be a great
fire.
Payoff, yeah.
The second one is he's in there trying to find the chicken that's barely expired, and the truck comes.
Yeah,
dumps them in the back.
You can't have that, and you get compressed.
Well, we would protect them. We would
crush to death. Thank you.
Yeah, we would protect them in that scenario.
Look, I already know the dumps I'm going to go to. I was saying I was going to do TJ Maxx. I'm not. I'm going to go to one in my neighborhood.
According to this story,
you're not going
to
find. You're not going to find like an old guy.
You're going to find. It's part of the game.
Despite many misconceptions, dumpster diving is legal in all 50 states, according to the New York Post. .com story.
Maybe if it's private property like that, like behind this, you know, the gas station, that might be illegal. But I think some of those places, it definitely
does. Does it have to be an item of clothing? Can't it be anything?
Yeah.
Someone tossing an old TV or a
so it can be
desk.
Anything.
You bring
a
rocking horse or something like that.
Hey, when I used to work at Bellhaven, all the members, they used to toss their old push carts like behind the driving range shack.
Okay.
And there would be a graveyard of these nice click gears and bag boys that look brand new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they just got the new updated model.
That's why I think I told you this. I follow this couple. They're like really nerdy couple. And they live in Florida. And it's the equivalent of a dumpster dive. They go to retirement homes, garage sales for golf clubs. Because they're all old, rich Floridians.
You brought this up before. They find a bunch of like Scotty Cameron all over the place for $2.
Yes. And then they flip them all online. They have a huge
way to make money.
Did I tell you when I was in Orlando, I hit 4 Marshalls?
That's a world record.
I hit 4 Marshalls.
Four Marshalls within
four Marshalls.
How many,
mile radius.
I thought you meant off the tee.
Yeah, that's what
four
I thought too.
Four Marshalls off a 5 mile radius off from my hotel.
I wish you had hit 4 Marshalls at the course.
Yeah, I do love shopping so much.
I just love getting deals. I get so psyched.
He gets the horniest.
But I
for
draw
Marshalls.
The line at climbing into a poop filled dumpster. I can't do it. It will never happen.
I mean, I'm just going to guess
that
disgusting. Most dumpsters are not just filled with poo.
Yeah, but like food, like it's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a dumpster behind Harris Teeter or Giant. I'm not doing that. It's got to be like a brick and mortar retail spot. Best Buy, Ross, Marshalls. TJ Maxx.
I'm just going to go to one.
Spots.
There's a dumpster where sometimes
in your neighborhood?
An old
It's going to be hot garbage in there.
It's an apartment complex.
Some places, they have a nice landfill of people getting rid of stuff.
Hey, yeah. They got people moving in and out of that apartment complex all the time.
Best to go at the end of the month, though.
I don't know these places you're talking about. Like
condo communities.
Like boutique landfills.
No, condo communities.
Okay.
That's exactly what I have.
Like, so they have a dumping spot for people that are moving in and out?
Well, like just maybe the condo.
Just dumpsters.
They might
just
have dumpsters. So Valdez and I used to live in the same neighborhood in Alexandria. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was gated. And the only people had... You had to have a card to get in there. Mm-hmm. But the line of nubbers who would try to sneak in behind a car before the gate closed, it was like a game of chicken every single day.
Well, you have to be careful with that because it depends on how quick the gate is. Like, you can't do that at the building here at 1015 Half Street.
No.
That gate comes down with a quickness.
It may even open back up if it knew you were there. But these nubbers who didn't live in the neighborhood would come and grab furniture all the time. End of the month, it was like a Costco.
All right, let's go to Brian in Winchester. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Costco dumpster is probably a good spot.
Hey.
It's a good one, Drab.
Five trashy booms.
What's up, buddy?
A good buddy of mine talked me into that several years ago. We had two good finds. One time, we found two TVs in a dumpster in the retail place. When they got a return, there was like a little crack in the screen. They
Tommy Horsey's old bubble TVs.
So we just scraped off the paint and we had a good TV. Well, I needed one. We left the other one in there.
With a crack?
It was the TV was fine.
It wasn't on the screen. It was on the side.
Yeah.
You never would have noticed. And another time.
It's like Jason's refrigerator with the tent.
Right.
He needed all this fancy cardboard for art projects and he found a whole pile of it in a Michael's dumpster one time. Another time we were at a place and he was about to go in and he looked at me and like smiled. The dumpster must have just been emptied or whatever. He stepped into it and then when he got in the car, he showed me $5. But when you opened it up, it said disappointed. It was a gospel track about Jesus. So that was a bummer, but it was a funny story. We used to
it's
drop
not that
thing
funny.
Down.
Story.
You know,
not
you had
so
to be
funny.
There. Had to be there.
Yeah. Jason, do you still have the dented refrigerator?
The dented railing, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, fridge works great.
Right. It's all you need. Who cares for the cosmetic dent?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I hang a towel over it. You can't even see it.
Yeah. You've masked it.
All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. This is more interesting than the EP, to be honest with you. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always.
What's up,
EP,
Joe?
You're always fun, as always. Thanks. Hey, but anyway, that being said, hey, Bish, I think you're tall enough to just grab Teresa by the ankles and just lower her down.
that's funny.
It's a funny visual.
Yeah, but anyway, Bickle, get in the dumpster, man. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Be a part of the bit. You can do it.
I honestly can't. It gives me a gag reflex. Like, I am so disgusted by garbage. It's not a thing.
Hey, you know what we could do is we could do dumpster food reviews. You think that wouldn't pop online?
Dumpster food reviews.
I dare you.
You have to eat something.
I dare you.
Yeah, you gotta go behind a Dunkin' Donut, find a bear claw, and rate it.
Still in a box, I'd do it.
Man, that's what that gets done.
That's a lot of effort, though.
Yeah.
You know Bickle's not doing that.
None of us
are doing that.
I'm not getting in a dumpster. I'm not getting in a porta potty.
I'm going to eat old chicken parm behind Mama Lucia.
You go find, get Adam to do that. You just find some young kid. Although Adam's old now. Not even a kid.
How old is AWOD now?
He's over 32? 30. 31, 32.
He's in his
30s. 31, I think.
That's kind of scary.
I mean, he's freaking washed.
I wish I was
old
31.
Washed.
All right. Oh, man. All right, you want me to get into EP?
Sure.
No.
I shouldn't ask you. You know what? You smiled.
That should make me smile, yeah.
Yeah. This is, by the way, just going to say right off the top.
Yeah.
This is suspicious. I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of the band The Faster Pussycat?
Yes. Now, they were I'll fill you in.
They were a hair metal band.
They were a lower tier 80s hair metal band.
Yeah.
They had a few songs of note.
Can you play one of their songs that I would know?
No, doubtful. Well, no. You wouldn't know them.
Oh, okay.
This is probably their biggest hit.
Hold on. Don't tell me. This is House of Broken Something or
House of Pain.
House of Pain. Okay. Yeah, you're not going to know this. Old school hair metal ballad. You just don't know it.
No.
They're no Cinderella.
I would. Where would I put them in the hair metal hierarchy from back in the day?
Or like a mid-major.
Mid-major, I would say like a fourth tier hair metal band.
All right, what's their deal?
They're a play-in game in the tournament.
I'm with you. Play-in game hair metal band.
So here's the deal. So what? I guess their lead singer or whatever, his girlfriend of like the last 7 or 8 years or whatever, fell off a cruise ship.
Is that Tie Me Down?
Yes. Yeah. After they had a fight or something.
Uh-oh.
And then how are you saying that, like...
That's got to be a fake name, Tie Me Down.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. But how do you fall off a cruise ship balcony, Cakes? You're hammered.
Hammered. Pummeled.
But I bet there was some pushing.
You think there was foul play?
We don't know.
That would be foul play.
We don't know
foul play.
I mean, there could be, but we don't know.
All right, so he was born Gustav Molvik.
Tie Me Down is a better stage
name.
What was his real name?
Gustave Molvik. He was born in...
Terrible name.
Where is he from?
Germany.
He sounds like he's from like Romania, like where Dracula's from.
Doesn't say. Anyway, that's not his, you know, his real name.
It's not his
real
name. Yeah.
Tie Me Down.
Well, anyway.
Tie Me spelled T-A-I-M-E.
Well, just monitor that. My guess is...
When did this happen?
Like a couple days ago, I think. Oh, wow. The story came out yesterday.
If you go overboard on a
cruise
ship...
By the way, still haven't found her body.
If you go overboard on a cruise
ship,
like, I think your chances of survival are like less than 1%.
Oh, yeah. Because like,
they're not turning around the boat for you.
If they know that you
fell over, they'll turn the boat around, but... Like if
it's too
10
late.
Minutes li- 10 minutes later.
Yeah, too late.
Sayonara.
Yeah. Like,
good luck finding you in the open ocean.
Isn't that just
horrible way to go.
It's horrifying.
You're at the bottom of Davy Jones's locker.
I have to tell you, I still get nervous. I've told you this before, like I don't even like being on like a second or third floor of a mall and like being near the railings. But how about hotels? When you're up on like the 14th floor of a hotel and it's open atrium below, do you like those? What are you guys doing?
I haven't really been in one of those, but I kind of know what you're talking
those
about.
Those tilt me like crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be out on the balcony a lot. I think I'd take a peek, say, okay, it's a little too high,
yeah.
Go back in my room.
Yeah, I don't get sized.
Kimberly Birch, is that the girl's name that fell over?
I think that's it. Oh.
That was his fiance.
Yeah, Kimberly Birch is the girl. I thought Tie Me Down was the chick.
That's the lead singer's name.
Tie Me Down is the lead singer.
Yeah.
All right, now they're saying, of course, this is looking crazy. Fire Festival 2. Tourism and local officials in Mexico deny any knowledge of a follow-up to the disastrous 2017 event. They say it's an event that does not exist.
So
we have no knowledge of this. Not any contact with any person or any company about it. For us, this is an event that does not exist.
Yeah, it's not a glowing review for the reboot of the Fire Festival.
He said, my dream is finally becoming a reality. Fire 2 is real. He went on TV, I guess, a week before to announce it. And, of course, we talked about it. He's selling tickets for between $1,400, and you can get one for $1.1 million if you're dumb enough, Cakes.
So sure. I plunked down $1.1 million for an event that, last time I checked, did not exist.
Well, that's
didn't happen.
Point.
I'll tell you something that does exist, our Buckets and Bets promo. And
that
we're going to give you the keyword in 3 minutes, your chance to win that trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th through the 23rd.
Last but not least, I don't know if you saw the video that was kind of going viral on like TMZ, the Daily Mail, etc., of Ben Affleck and Jen Garner taking their son in to like a birthday party paint gun thing.
Okay, paintball,
paintball, whatever it is.
Yeah,
again for nerds. But you,
we did it once. It was fun.
It kind of terrifying.
It was years ago.
You get destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine like real warfare. How terrifying that is! Because I was terrified by paintball.
Paintball, yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, but they're all wearing all their masks and everything, and they got their paintball guns, and they look like they were in like I don't know some equipment.
And there's a scene where Jen Garner is like shooting, and all of a sudden, Ben comes up and he kind of snuggles up on her. He puts his arm around her. The cameras catch it. And then it seems like she pushes him away for a second. Like maybe she's aware that there might be people
cameras,
around.
Right.
Something's going on. Something. They're trying to get. There's
back
definitely
together.
Articles that Ben's trying to get back.
He's trying to holler.
But, oh, yeah, something, something's going on.
I don't blame him.
Do you think they'll be back together as a couple before the end of the year?
Yes.
Do you think maybe it's just an unwritten thing that they're just banging? Like they don't have anyone else to
friends
bang?
Friends with benefits? Maybe. I don't know. She supposedly had a boyfriend for like 5 years.
Yeah, I'm reading that she has a boyfriend that says on and off for 5 years.
Yeah, but this guy, he doesn't get size for Ben. Shocker. Because Ben's everywhere he wants to be.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you be bitter if...
I guess. Yeah, probably.
Ex-husband keeps showing up.
And anytime Ben has drama, she always shows up and helps him. She's always helping him.
He's like the damsel in distress.
Yes. And you watch his video. He puts his arm around it kind of...
Lovingly?
Oh, yeah.
How long is the embrace?
Like a second, because she kind of pushes him away. But
what do your body language experts say, EB?
I'm a body language expert. I say banging.
Hey, hold on. When he puts her arm around her.
No, it's around her waist.
Oh.
That's intense.
Does she like tilt her head on him? Like
no, she's shooting a freaking paintball gun. It's like a bizarre thing. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe we're misinterpreting it. But if you see it, it's like whoa. Something's going on. If I'm John, isn't that the guy's name, John something? I'd be bitter.
Did Ben and J-Lo already sell their house? Did they sell their house, I thought?
I can't remember. It was like $100 million or something.
Something crazy.
I don't know. I mean, how many buyers do you have in the world today?
There can't be many. Right? It's a small pool you're picking from.
I'm looking at these pictures from page 6, and he does have his arms completely around her, but she's got like armament on.
Well, that's what I mean. She's shooting her gun.
She's wearing armor.
It's not like a...
Look where his hand is right here, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, do you see that, though?
Yeah.
Do you actually see the video of it?
Did you notice the hand?
I'm just seeing the still
picture
photo.
Where his hand is?
Well, yeah, near Hey Silly. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
But he could have been just dropping the hand down and all those, all those still
he
photos.
He kind of wrapped around. If you watch the video, he kind of... Tugs her into him.
I'm looks not like saying it was protect. Maybe somebody was shooting at her and he's protecting her.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get out of.
Hey, let me give you the keyword for buckets and bets. You can win that trip to Florida. Ultimate college hoops viewing experience March 20th through the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. You can enter now with the keyword block at thefandc.com. The team 980.com and the fan richmond.com for your chance to win. So the keyword once again is block. We're the junkies. Be right back.